Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Kohen Godel, Don v'Donin Oisoi, Meid u'Meidin Oisoi. The basic idea of the Mishnah is that a Kohen Godel, and we'll have in Mishnah Beis a Melech, the format of donning him, of putting him in front of a regular Sanhedrin on personal matters, it's a din Torah, let's negate to him whether he owes somebody $100 or not, is not so poshut that it has the regular dynamics of a din Torah. So something of the fact that Kohen Gadol is different, we had in the first parak of Mishnah Hay, where the Mishnah brought the Kohen Gadol as one of the matters that has to be nizdayin in front of the Bezna of Shivim Ve'echot. Over there with the Shevet, with the Navi Sheker, and there we explained that a Kohen Gadol, the pasuk refers to Dov Gadol, has to go to the big Sanhedrin, to Moshe Rabbeinu, Peshaitoi, and the Kohen Gadol, his personal matters is a Dov Gadol. Now, the Mishnah over there is only talking about Dine Nefoshes of a Kohen Gadol. Dine Nefoshes normally is Bezin, Shalchov Gimel, but by Kohen Gadol has to be in a Sanhedrin Agadol. Over here, we're not talking about Dinim of Dine Nefoshes, we're talking about anything. And the Shailas over here, can a Kohen Gadol stand in front of a Bezin? There's a Chash, that because he's the Godel Shabam, Simmel the Chavri Sanhedrin are going to be Mavatul Daitam. It's not a fair case. Simmel, how could you dan him legitimately in front of a Bezni? So the Mefarshim explained that this Mishnah of Kohen Godel, really, there's no reason to assume that you can't be dan him. It's only Agav, the Mishnah, and Mishnah Beis, HaMelech Loidon, V'Loidon, as we'll see over there. So the Kohen Godel could be a Dayin. He could sit in a Bezdin, a regular Bezdin of Dine Momenes or Dine Nefarshis. And with Don and Oiso, it could be done him, but of course it can be done on Din Devoshes without the Sanhedrin of Shiv Ve'echot. The Mishnah is Moisif, Meidu Meidin Oiso. Again, this, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to say Eidus. There's no reason why you can't say Eidus against him. If he owes $100 or whatever it is, it's only Agav the Mishnah, Mishnah Beis. The Nekudas HaChidish over here is Choylitz V'choltzen L'ishtoi U'miyabnes Ishtoi. Here a word of explanation is in order. A Kohen Gadol can't marry a woman who was formerly married to his brother. He certainly can't marry a Grusha. Even a Kohen Edi can't marry a Grusha. A Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almona, Pasuk in Parshas Emor. He also can't marry a Nevelis. He has to marry Hu Yishuv B'Psuleh Yikoch. But Choylitz, he could be Choylitz, the wife of his brother who's deceased, in order to free her L'shuk. Now, why not? Again, this is only Agav the Mishnah, Mishnah Beis. We'll see over there. Choltzen le'ishtoi, the fact that he can't be miyabim doesn't make any difference in halacha legabe. If he dies, that his wife shouldn't be a medes for chalitza. Not only that, miyabim is ishtoi. His brother, who's a kohen hedyit, could be miyabim his almona. He can't be miyabim his brother's almona. He can't perform yibum. He can be chalitza, he can't be miyabim. Again, everything over here is Agav Mishnah Beis. He can't be miyabim. That we explained. He's also b'din almona. There's one knetch over here which is not pashut. L'cha'oira kohen gadol. Why shouldn't he be able to be miyabim? Yovoi asei di yibum v'yidcha lois asei of almona l'kohen gadol. And the answer is that every almona, besides for being a lois asei, is also an asei. The way around that would be, what happens if his brother died and his brother left over an arusa? She's still a psula, but l'maisa she's not mona. Al pi halacha she has the din of yishuv b'psula yikach. So l'chayr yovei asei di yibum v'yidcha leisa asei na mona l'kayin gadol. And we have a similar concept by a mamzeres. Somebody's brother was married to a mamzeres. The mamzeres falls to the brother-in-law. He could be miyabim. The Gemara says, of course, he can't live with her long term, because only the Bia Rishoyna is the Maisa Mitzvah. Thereafter, it's a regular married couple. She's Nasas Kishta Lecholdova. The Bia Rishoyna of Yibum is a Mitzvah. So Yovei B'Bia Rishoyna. So why does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, in any such case, where the Bia Shnia is Asura, Osur Bia Rishoyna, Otu Bia Shnia, and Echanami. It's only a Dinder Rabbanan. And the same is over here also. Now the Mishnah continues to din him that taka are particular to a Kohen Gadol, is because a Kohen Gadol has an issa to be metame. A Kohen Hedid can't be metame except l'shiva kroivim. A kohen gadol can be metame even to kroivim, only to a meis mitzvah kohen gadol could be metame. We're choshish that if he goes to the levaya of a close relative, even though he's not allowed to be metame, going to the levaya shouldn't be metame. He should have to stay back. He can't be under the same oil. He can't go within dalet amos. He can't touch the mace. Okay, let him stay back. We're afraid that machmas tsaroi, remember it's a close relative, he might come close to the mita. Therefore, mace lo mace, a rachmanis on a close relative has died, any yotzeach hamita, he's not allowed to even follow the mita. Elohein nichsin, vehu nigla. They have to be like at different places as they're wending their way through the mountain. He has to be around the corner, so to speak, from them. When they go into an alley, he's on the other side. He can only go into the street. When you could see them, you can't see him. When you could see him, you can't see them. Nichsin, when they're covered, who nigla, he's revealed. Hey niglin, when they're open, when they're in that street, who nichsa, he's covered, he's not there. And he goes with them with a certain zehirus until the Pesach Divrei Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, there's an extra din. The Pasuk says that he's not allowed to be mitami. The Pasuk adds, Eini yoytze min amigdosh enemar, umin amigdosh lo yetze. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be mishtatif in the avelus bichlal of the mess. The Gemara has a way of explaining this, that Kipshuti is not allowed to leave the Migdosh. The Gemara asks on it, where does it say Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go out from the base HaMikdash? You have 7 days before Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Yuma that he has to stay secluded in the Lishkas HaPalhedrin. So it can't mean that he's any Yotzei Min HaMikdash at all. But the way the Gemara explains, the same way Reb Meir explains this pasuk, Umin HaMikdash Lo Yotzei means from Mikdushos, from being roy to serve in the Mikdash. He's not allowed to be Mitam. Reb Yudas Maskim. Reb Yehuda's Mechayiv an extra level of Zahirus, the same way Reb Meir has this Hu Nichse Vehen Niglin, etc. Reb Yehuda holds as an extra Siyog, he's not allowed to even follow the Mita at all. But it's all Dinim Derabbanan. Ukeshu Menachem Acherim. Here's a halacha, a Kohen Gadol is not a melech, but Lamaisa, there is a halacha in a Kohen Gadol that he should be treated as Gadol Me'echov, that's the Lashna Pasuk, a Kohen Gadol Me'echov. So Mel, there's a certain kovod that even when it's in a state, when he's sitting with others in a way that compromises his being Gadol Me'echov, we have to create siyogim that keep that status in place. Kshu Menachem Acherim, when he's being Menachem, so the way they used to do is when they came back from a Kvura, they would make a Shura, and the Avelim would go through L'Chaira, everybody stands as a Mitzvah Nichem Avel, the Kohen Gadol could stand there theoretically with everybody else, he shouldn't. The Halacha is, instead of standing with everybody else, Derech Kolom, Oivim Bezeach Hazeh, they all stand together, they pass by the mess, and he stands to the side on the right side, separate, above. The Hamamuna, the Kohen always had, the Skan Kohen Gadol. You have this also in the Mishnah's Yuma. He was the one who went with the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol always had an assistant. It's a chelik of the surora of his position. So the Mamuna, Mematzoi Ben Levenom, he's a mitzua. He's a, like an intermediary between. That means he creates a certain distance, that's covered. And that's the way he is mekayem the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. Kishu misnachem echerim, if he lost a close relative, again, he didn't go to Levaya according to Yehuda, according to Rebbe, he didn't walk with the Aroin. Kol ha'omrim loy, v'derech kovid, onu kaparos chon, oval, by definition, is in a matzav of e-kovid. So they're coming, when he's sitting in a state of tzar, of Avelus, they recognize his status, by saying, Onu kaparoscha, we should be mechapa for you, v'huayim alohen, tis bochum in hashamayim. This is not the regular nichum avelim, this is lefi his status. U'kishamavrin oisoi, this is what's called the Sudas Havro, which is nog even today, where they make a special Suda. The food is prepared by others, outside the base avelis, and it's brought round food. So the halachas over there, there were certain ceremonies that they did by the Suda, some of which is not negeh bizmanazah, some of which we do. So the way they did it over there by the Kohen Gadol was Kalam Misuban Ala Oretz. They sat there to be Mishtatev, even though Be'etzim, the only one who has to sit on the ground is Davelim. He can't sit on the ground in front of them. It's not their covet. He can't be ba'ofa. So he has to sit. V'hu meisiv al asafsal. He sits on a low bench. Yes, there's avelus, but he sits lower, but he's not sitting on the ground. They sit on the ground to be moitzi him with that show of avelus that they're part of. Now we have the Mishnah of Melech. Hamelech loydon v'loydon enoisoi. We pointed out in Mishnah Aleph, the Kohen don v'don enoisoi. The Melech, you can't rely that there's going to be a kosher hearing. Now the nature of this din is the Gemara brings a story where Hurdus Hamelech, who was a Rosh, was not nichna in front of the Sanhedrin that was danim, and because of that they turned away and they didn't danim kedin. So there were goyzer on any king that's not Mizarei Shel David HaMelech that he can't be considered Becheskas that he's going to listen to. And Memel, don't put him in front of a Bez in the first place. The Gemara brings a pasuk that a person who's above the law, so to speak, rightfully or not rightfully so, the same way ain't done in Oisoi, loy don, he shouldn't sit on a Bez. The Gemara brings a pasuk, it's a pasuk from the Novi, it's Vanya. His koishishu vakoishu, which means be adorned, and you can adorn. You have to practice what you preach. A person who's above the law can't be the law itself. So that's the reason. If you consider yourself above the police, so then you can't be in the police force. If the melech looks at himself as something that's above the law, so then he can't be enforcing the law. He can't be the dayan. Malchei Beis David don't have this gzera. The assumption is that Malchei Beis David have a certain innate anova that comes from the Heilige Zayde David HaMelech. And the pasuk says, Mufurish, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Beis David koyama Hashem dinu laboike mishpot. Malchus Beis David does have the koyach. David HaMelech was the Reish HaSanhedrin. Shlomo HaMelech asked for wisdom to be able to dan properly. Because of that, the assumption is that they sit b'achna even when they need doit. Now, the truth is that this gzeira is from the Bayis Sheni. And Malchus Beis David went out after Bayis Rishon. So it's not clear exactly who they were geyser against. And the truth of the matter is that the only legitimate melech is from Malchus Beis David. Malchus, from any other Shevet, Batsim is Shaloi Kedin. We're holding the week of Chanukah, the Ramban, famous Ramban, in Parshas Vayechid, it says that the reason why the Chashmonoim lost their lives eventually is because they assumed Keser Malchus. And Malchus is for Shevet Yehuda, only for Beis David. So they were Goyzer, again, who exactly was listening to this Gzeira? The Malchus of Hurdus, but if there would be a Melech, that would be a Melech of Klal Yisrael, but not from Yehuda, so this din would apply to him. That loy don v'loy don in oisai. Loy meid v'loy meid in oisai. Again, same type of thing. L'chayetz Gzeira, the Gemara brings a Maisa from Yanei HaMelech, who was called into Bezdin. The halacha is that the Sanhedrin sits, and the one who's being made, the one who's mizdain, stands. The Rambam says, we're mevater on this din bizman hazeh. Sanhedrin, the Bezdin of today, could formally announce that really the two parties are supposed to stand, and they sit down by the invitation of the Bezdin. Today they dispense, most bati dinim dispense even with that announcement. But that's really the way it's supposed to look. It's supposed to look that the Bezdin sits, Elikiv Nitzav Adas Kel, the Sanhedrin represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they sit, they're covered, and all those who are being questioned and are coming for a ruling have to stand. To expect that of a Melech, who's a boss of a Dom, and he's not nichna to another boss of a Dom, is pointless. So, Lo Meid V'Lo Meid in Oisai. Well, he can't be made, he can't stand Bez and say Eidus. The assumption is not going to be nichna, V'Lo Meid in Oisai, he can't say Eidus about him because he won't stand. The one actually adds another detail to the loydon is that a melech to sit in the Sanhedrin would be a violation of a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim where the Torah says loysane al riv. And Chazal says loysane al riv, don't answer in an argument, is loysane al rav, don't answer the rav, the one who's the godl, b'losh nagamar, muflik shev Sanhedrin. Muflik shev dayan, we can't answer. So the way they did it in a regular case, there's always one godl shev Sanhedrin, is hischo b'tchila b'akotin, the smallest dayan, the youngest, the most inexperienced said his das, and it went up, 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 until the muflik shev dayan voiced his opinion. To expect the melech to sit and wait while everybody else is saying their opinion is shalei b'derech kovetz melech. It can't be done out to that. So that's the din of a melech legabe dinim legabe edus. Now we go to another something else. We had this by Kohen Godel with its details. Lecholitz v'lecholtzim le'ishtoi. There's a point, a few points to make over here. When somebody does not want to marry the almona of his brother who's skuka li'ibum, so if he lets her go lashuk, it's what's called chalitza. The process is v'yorak lefono v'omra kochi osalish asher lo'ivnez beis ochet. She has to spit in front of him, k'mavun the mishnayis in the end of Yevamos. That being said, the etzem idea of spitting in front of a melech, soim tosmo lach a melech, shetei mosa olof. The basic requisite of malchus is emas hamalchus. A person who shows a casualness, a lack of decorum, a lack of the greatest level of respect in front of a melech, is chaymis, is a married b'malchus. That being said, for the woman, his sister-in-law, to spit in front of him is out of the question. Now the Mishnah says something interesting. L'cholzen l'shtei can't be cholitz his wife. Why not? The one who's being spat in front of, his almona, the almona of the Kohen Gadol, of the melech, is spitting in front of the brother-in-law. It's the brother of the melech. There's no problem. And then the Mishnah says, L'oy miyabim, he can't be miyabim, which l'chayr is allowed to marry an almona, needs an explanation why not. His wife cannot be nisyabim. So, there's a few points to introduce here. That one can't marry the almona of a melech is a halacha that's part of the emas ha-melech, and that is that ein noisim ishtoi shel ha-melech. Which the Mishnah says later on, ein noisim almanosoi, one cannot marry the almona of a melech. Why is that? A chelik of the kovet hamelech is what's called in Mishnah Hay ein mishtamshim b'shavito. One's not allowed to use the clay hamelech. He's not allowed to wear his cape, ride his horse, wear his crown. A chelik of that is marrying his almona is also a hishtamshus b'shavito shel melech. The wife of the melech is a certain sign of his rulership. That's the family that he produces that will further his malchus. For somebody to marry her is being mishtamish b'shavit ha'shel melech. There's an issa. An issa deraisa. Therefore, that his wife should get married l'acha p'tirosoi is out of the question. Only, by the way, for another melech. Which there was a maisa in the second base of Mikdash where Yana HaMelech was miyabim, the wife of his brother who was a melech. But over here you have the halacha lo miyabim v'lo miyabim l'ishto. You can't marry his wife. Now, why can't he be miyabim? And why lo cholzen l'ishto? So let's explain lo cholzen l'ishto first. Some of the Rishonim explain. This is l'choy what's mavur in Rashi. Look at the Teis Yontif, he brings it. That there's no point. Because since she's the almona of the melech, nobody can marry her. So what's the point of being chaylitzah? The purpose of being chaylitzah a yevama is she's skukah, she's like an aguna, she can't get married. So there's no point in being chaylitzah if she can't get married to somebody else. This, however, this is the Pshat Rashi, but it makes a big assumption that the only purpose of chaylitzah is in order to free her l'shuk. It's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. This is a famous shayla that's brought. It's called the shayla of the Chacham Tzvi. You have the classic case, which is quite Negev Bezman Hazeh. You have Nebuch, an older couple, they're in their 80s. He passes away. Nebuch, they didn't have children, so she's an almona of 87, and she has a brother-in-law who's living in a nursing home who's 93. They're both bedaitom. There isn't much point in being chaylitzah because she's not getting remarried. She's living in an assisted living facility. She's not planning getting remarried. So what's the point of schlepping the 93-year-old to do the chaylitzah? One point. Chacham Tzvi brings raid, and it's mavu that way in the Rishonim, the Zachronim that support this from Gemaras, and it's mafurish in the Zohar, that there's a mitzvah asay, the same way there's a mitzvah asay of humans, a mitzvah asay of chalitza. It even does the Zohar's Meirich that does L'tevis HaNeshama. I myself, by the way, was involved in a chalitza where the mess came to his wife, was a woman close to the age of 80, and begged her, implored her to get chalitza L'tevis Neshmasa. True story, a number of years ago. In any case, Rashi seems to be says to that. If Rashi is saying there's no point being chalitz except if she's going to be able to get remarried, and Aisha's melech and Almona's melech can get married, Rashi is saying not that way. Because of that, Achroinim want to learn a different pshat, and it's Mefurish in the Rambam. And they understand the Rambam and Rashi in the context of Yenem Achloikis of how to look at chalitza. Is chalitza a mitzvah, chalitza is a matir. The way it's meduik in the Rambam is that the reason why not chalitza and ishtoi is only because lo miyabim ishtoi. If you can't be miyabim her, the klal in yibum is that betzim yibum and chalitza go together. So l'moshul, let's say, the first Mishnah Yevamis, where a woman who's an erva to the Yavam falls to him, you can't be miyabim because he can't marry, let's say, his brother's wife was his daughter. Can't marry his daughter, obviously. So there's no yibum. There's also no chalitza. Why? The general rule of thumb is in Maseches Yevamos is called she'ene el yib, meine el chalitza. If there's no din yibum, the din chalitza falls with it. So the Rambam holds the same way in miyabim le'ishtoi, memela in chalitzim. The chiddush in that is that bishlame by an erva, the zika, the ishus, is not there between the two of them. There's no ishus in a relationship of arayis, a man with his daughter. So if the zika is not there, the zika is mafkia, the chalois ishus between the yovam and the yavama, hein legami yim, hein legami chalitza. That's understood. But over here, this is an arbitrary, not arbitrary, this is a technical halacha that lemaisis, she can't get married out, it's kvedish or melech. But in the relationship itself, why can't she be an ishus? L'moshul, if somebody would marry her. So kedushin is not chal? Of course it is. It's a bizoyin in the malchus, not halacha in the ishus. So that would be mafkir, the chalitza. This is a tremendous chiddush when one learns the sugi in Yevamos. Rabbi Chanan has an arichus that can mirror these two levels of the halacha of imeni eliyim, imeni elchalitza. One is in the ishus and the zika, like we said. One of them is in the practical. If there's no mitzvahs yibum befoil, there's no mitzvahs chalitza. The problem is that there are cases where you can't be miyabim, but you could be chalitza. This is a Yevamos dika, a very naughty Yevamos dika problem. But we just gave the Al-Kaponim the Maftengs. So that's the pshat in the Loi Cholzin L'Ishtoi, and that's the pshat in Loi Miyabim L'Ishtoi. Why can't he be Miyabim? Why can't he marry his brother's wife? Why not? So here again, we run into Yevamos Dika Reid. It could be the word is, because since the Melech can't be Cholitz, the same way we said Kol She'ene El Liyibum Ene El Chalitza, one could say Kol She'ene El Chalitza Ene El Liyibum. The problem is that there's no such Gemara in Yevamos to say the klal backwards. It's only brought Kol She'ene El Liyibum Ene El Chalitza. So either you'll say it that way, or you'll say that itself is a Gnai LaMelech, that he should be on the rebound from his brother, because the point of his marriage is only Lahokim La'ochiv Zera. No, Eich Felten Kavod HaMalchus. Rabbi Yehuda is chalek on the holy side. Who says that a melech can't be mevater al kvoidi l'tzorich mitzvim? Rotzer lachloitz, oi liyabim, if he wants to be chalitz or he wants to be miyabim, zoch l'tayv. It's not a problem. And again, in the yibum, you could say either hesbah that we just said, the same way he could be chalitz, he could be mevater, and he could be miyabim. So therefore, there's no kosher in el chalitz in el liyibum, because he could be chalitz if he had to. So the basic idea of Rabbi Yehuda is that a melech is mutaloi to be mevata al kvoidim im pnei tzorich kiyum mitzvah. Omru loy ein shoymin loy. There's no such halacha. Melech shemochel al kvoidoy ein kvoidim mochel. The Gemara says a famous klal that a Talmud Chochem shemochel al kvoidoy kvoidim mochel, even though it's covered at Torah delayu. It's his Torah, he has a right to waive his kovid al kovid at Torah. But a melech, the kovid is the kovid of the malchus. His malchus reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't be mevata on that. And now the Mishnah says, "Ein noisin almanoser," which we understood. You can't marry the almon of a melech. The whole previous chelik of the Mishnah is geboit on that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Noisin hamelech almanoser shel melech." We said this before, but really it's a machlokes. The stomiest of the Tanakhama is "Ein noisin almanoser" at all. Rabbi Yehuda says that the mishtamshim b'shavita shel melech is only a problem for a hedyit, but somebody who's a melech, like we said. There was a story by Yane HaMelech in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. He did marry the almona of his brother who was a king. Why? Shekein Matzinu b'David Shanos almonose shol shol. David married almona of shol. Shenema, the Pasuk says, the Novi says to David, ve'etn l'cho es beis adinecho, ves neshei adinecho b'chekecho. Which means that he was able to marry the wives of shol, who was a legitimate melech. How did he do that? Must be that because he was a melech, he's allowed to marry. The Tanakama, who doesn't hold to this nekuda, the Gemara says, they darshan that neshei adinecho b'chekecho does not mean that you'll get the wives of Shaul. It means the daughters of Shaul that are roy to marry him. Who are the daughters? The daughters are Merav and Michal b'nei Shaul. Actually, he married Michal, the daughter of Shaul, while he was alive. So what exactly was the Avtocha? He was married to Michal anyways. The answer is, L'chayra, that Michal died in childbirth, and one of the Arayis wants allowed to marry a wife's sister after the Petira of the wife. So after the Petira of Michal Bashol, he could marry Merav Bashol. That was the Avtocha over here.